because it's really this flip, right? It's like we need to reframe what is strength, what is healthy, because what we've been taught has actually been of disservice. And now we're in this position where we want to support our children in being emotionally healthy and becoming emotionally mature, literate adults. And so in order to provide that for them, it starts with us, right? We have to reparent ourselves first and create that safety within our own body and have the tools and skills to self-regulate our own emotions and befriend our own nervous system so that we can then hold the space to model how to do that for our own kids.
If you're a mom with ADHD, navigating the ups and downs of life with a more highly sensitive nervous system, this is your place. Hi, I'm Melissa. In this space, I'm sharing with you the things I've personally learned along my journey as an educator, a parent, an advocate, and as an ADHDer myself. If you're ready to embrace your differences as the unique gifts that they are and start showing up for yourself in new ways that empower you, build self-confidence, and start shifting cycles so you can pass a new way down to your kids, you're in the right spot. I believe that when we get to the root of our symptoms and start healing from the inside out, we not only heal ourselves, but we heal our kids too. Let's talk about it.
You may have noticed, if you've been following me for a bit, that I'm in this point of transition in the work that I'm doing and how I want to support our community. In the last few years, my perspective has really been shifting. And it's this perspective of the root being the kids versus the root being the mother. As mothers, when we can embody our higher selves, our imperfections, our differences in a way that we radically accept ourselves, it allows us to then radically accept our children. It allows us to create connection in a way that is deep and meaningful and present. When we're in denial or we're ashamed or we're hiding or masking or conforming to feel approved and loved by people based on a version of us that isn't us, we're going to pass that inauthenticity down to our kids. We're going to then support unintentionally them in doing the same, because kids do what we do, right? It's like we can say be true to yourselves, and if we're not true to ourselves, what we're modeling is so much more powerful than our words. This community holds a lot of shame, a lot of pain, a lot of grief, I feel, from feeling misunderstood, from feeling alone, like they don't really fit in, and just really feeling unseen in our experiences, right? And that's painful. It's painful. And so as adults, we carry these wounds, whether they came from our parents, they came from society, you know, our culture, our school settings, from our teachers, or all of the above. We carry these things within ourselves on some level, whether we're fully aware of them or not. And it impacts us, right? It impacts the way we feel about ourselves. It impacts the way we show up in the world. It impacts our nervous system, how we respond to environments and situations and relationships. It really impacts everything. And so this idea of reparenting ourselves as mothers, I feel it's the path of least resistance to truly heal ourselves and then inadvertently, without a whole lot of effort, heal our kids and our kids' kids and really shift this generational experience that we're having within families and within our collective that's harmful. So how do we do this, right? So how do we show up for ourselves in a way that wasn't modeled for us? How do we heal these wounds that we, with our minds, intellectually understand we want to be different, but maybe have no idea how to actually create change in our lives, you know? And I mean, I know for myself in real time, that process has taken me years, because I get these nuggets of understanding, but then it takes me a long time to embody, right, this new way. And this is where reparenting myself has really come in as a game changer in my life. And I kind of want to explain, what does this mean? What does it mean to reparent ourselves? And so you know, as neurodivergent people, we're highly sensitive and we're picking up on all the things, right? In this deep, intense way. And as an added layer of that, many of us, at least, you know, in my generation, I'm 45, and I think in this generation of people who are mothering, with kids still currently in their household mothering, I should say, we're kind of coming to this realization of like the way we were raised, the messages we received, they're not right, right? Like we're all like, there's something wrong with this, something that's amiss. But at the same time, we weren't given the tool and nothing was modeled for us as far as how to create healthy attachments or how to consciously parent or how to regulate our own emotions so that we can co-regulate with our children. Like none of that was shown, modeled, received. And yet we're intellectually in this place of like understanding that that's important. So it puts us really in this interesting position of needing to give these things that we never got to ourselves, while also feeling this responsibility to shift cycles, heal, and pass this new way down to our own kids. And it's such like a, it's such a wonderful opportunity, and yet it's also hard, right? Because we're the first trying to do it in this new way. And so, you know, mothering is hard and a huge responsibility, period. And then you add this other layer of reparenting yourself as a human and giving yourself the things that you never received as a child. And it just adds a whole other component. And this isn't to like shame or bash previous generations, because it's like, you know what you know when you know it, right? I think it's just part of the human evolution, and that we're becoming more conscious from generation to generation, and that's doing it right, right? We're supposed to be growing and evolving with every generation. I just think that those of us mothering right now are in a really unique position where we have awareness that generations before us didn't have, but we're the first generation to really have that awareness. And so we are literally reparenting ourselves while we parent our own children. And so as cycle breakers, how do we begin to like understand the history of others, right? The history of our parents or whatever adult in your life that maybe you've got some trauma from your experience, understanding their history and having compassion for what brought them to their journey while understanding our own history and compassion for our experience without losing ourselves in that. And you know, someone has said like boundaries are the distance at which I can love you and me simultaneously. And I love that. I think it's so beautiful. And in order to do that, it takes showing up for ourselves as that adult we didn't have as a child to hold us through that experience, that we are safe even when we aren't perfect. We are safe even when we disappoint people. We are safe when we say no. We are safe when we listen to our bodies, even if we don't understand it with our minds, because we trust ourselves. And I think that has really been this turning point in my own life, in building my own self-trust and my self-confidence, and in being able to let people in because I know I can keep myself safe. Does that make sense? So it's like, how do we find the safety within while being radically committed to never abandoning ourselves while maintaining this compassion for myself and the other? I feel like that is where it's at. Like that is where it's like, yes, that feels so good in my body to be in that space. And it feels so empowering, right? And loving. And the duality of that, that feeling empowered and loving towards myself and others while being unapologetically committed to having my own back. Because it's really this flip, right? It's like we need to reframe what is strength, what is healthy, because what we've been taught has actually been of disservice. And now we're in this position where we want to support our children in being emotionally healthy and becoming emotionally mature, literate adults. And so in order to provide that for them, it starts with us, right? We have to reparent ourselves first and create that safety within our own body and have the tools and skills to self-regulate our own emotions and befriend our own nervous system so that we can then hold the space to model how to do that for our own kids and how to be there as a safe space for them and not shame them for having their big feelings and their experiences and trying to solve and fix and make all the things go away. And instead, allowing all of us to just feel what is, right? That is a place that I want for me. That is a place I want for my kids. And I feel like as women, when we're able to step into that for ourselves, that's when we can so effortlessly model and pass that down to the generations after us. So yeah, this topic of reparenting is just fascinating to me. And I think it's just so relevant to this generation of people who are trying to break cycles in all the different ways, to do it differently, to show up differently. And, you know, what a beautiful gift for our future generations. You know, they say if you can pass down trauma, you can pass down healing. And so I think we're just in this really pivotal role, which is beautiful. But it also means we need tools and we need support and we need community and it needs to be okay to talk about and, you know, to find other like-minded people who are also consciously parenting ourselves and our children and are wanting to shift the narrative is just so essential, I think, to our own emotional well-being while we walk this path.
So I just want to drop those notes in here. And then also, if you haven't checked out, I'm sharing out some specific resources that I like that are some of my favorite go-tos for emotional regulation, which it's not about making the feeling go away, but it is about having the tools to be with what is in ways that feel safer in our body. So if you haven't checked those out, those are in there for you too. So let me know if you like any of them or if you have other strategies that you find help you with moving through the big feelings and the challenges that come up with reparenting ourselves as ADHD moms. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much for joining me. If you liked this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And if you're curious to discover where you're at in your nervous system and would like tools to support yourself in whatever state you're in so you can create more safety in your body to feel more grounded and connected to yourself, I've created a free quiz that allows you to discover your current state right now and receive a practice with your results for immediate support. Check out the show notes to grab it. Can't wait to chat with you next time.